It's great, actually, that Letterkenny is included, and one of our other large towns up in the northwest, Sligo, is also included. So both towns have had some work done around building sort of safer Letterkenny and building a safer Sligo over the last number of years, supported by the Northwest Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force and, of course, by yourselves and Alcohol Forum Ireland. But really, this is about sort of stepping it up another bit and doing it in a much more systematic way, and in a way that is using the World Health Organization's safer package of high-impact policy measures. And basically, that's just a fancy way of saying that what we do in Letterkenny over the next 3 years is based on the best available evidence gathered by the World Health Organization across countries and across interventions over a 20-year period. So it just means that we're fully assured sort of that each of the actions is effective, that they're based on evidence and research. But what will be absolutely key to the success in Letterkenny is local leadership and local buy-in. So we've already been talking to the Gardaí, to the HSE, to our partners in the Northwest Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force. And, you know, we have a recovery cafe started. There's lots of interventions. There's good services in and around Letterkenny and Donegal, and we will be partnering with those to work together in this initiative.
And the need for this initiative is a stark reality of what is happening on the ground. And as you mentioned there, prevention is key, and starting there from a young age.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're very reluctant in Ireland to actually look at, well, what does alcohol harm mean in this country? The reality is that, you know, since the beginning of January, if we go with the statistics that are recognised by the WHO Global Burden of Disease study, there's already 250 people in Ireland who have lost their lives as a direct result of alcohol since the beginning of this year. So we know that the stakes are very high. But what we need to do is we need to get in early. We need to work with parents. We need to work with families. We need to work with the whole of the community, including, you know, our education providers. And we need to change the conversation. We need to change the pattern of harm. And we can do that. We won't have it all done in 3 years. But this is a way of us testing a model, evaluating that model, and getting buy-in across communities in Ireland.